precious Spirit, sweep in love and peace, sweep in grace and joy, sweep in grace and joy. Come, gracious Spirit, sweep in grace and joy.
Please get comfortable in your seat with an inner attention to your breathing in and breathing out. Using the words, the beautiful words of the song, sweeping in love and joy, sweeping out whatever we don't need, sweeping out from our consciousness whatever no longer serves us, sweeping in what does serve us now, love, joy, peace, gratitude, forgiveness. All of these things are part of our spiritual practice, or can be, at any time that we wish to adopt them. And we can put our attention on our heart, knowing that that is the center of compassion, the center of love, the center of the softness we talk about our heart, the tenderness that we talk about in our heart. And we can think of something such as the picture that was on the front of the bulletin today. The picture of a mother bird, and under each wing, a little baby bird that she will care for until they're able to care for themselves. And that is a symbol of compassion. The concept of a goddess, a mother figure, is a concept of someone who can help us and take care of us. For some, the concept of a father God is a concept which even Jesus used, of someone who will care for us and take care of us. And those are all, can be, images of compassion in our heart. The mother symbol, the father symbol, or anything else that makes us think of someone who is a caregiver. So when we think about this caregiver person, we can put our attention on someone who needs that love, who needs that caregiving. It might be a little child. Maybe it's ourselves. Maybe it's someone else in our family. But we put our attention on them, knowing that in the Christ mind, the Buddha mind, the divine mind, that care and the power to carry out what is needed is always there for the one who needs it, for the little child, for ourselves, for the animal, for the loved one, the sick one. That love and compassion is always there, no matter what the appearance on this earthly level. And we can expand that to someone that we have kind of a neutral feeling about, a friend or acquaintance, maybe someone here. And think of that person, maybe not quite as easy to think of with love and compassion as the first person, the loved one, the little child, whoever. But we can extend that same sense, that sense that within each of us is the power of compassion. That each of us, the grace of God is available to each of us, not just some of us. The grace of God is there. We might not know what it looks like, but it is there for each of us, for the one that we are acquainted with, who may have great needs in life, but we might not know. We can realize that extending compassion to that person and recognizing the grace of God for that person is a spiritual practice. And we can go a bit further and think of someone that we have a difficult time feeling good about, someone that we don't agree with, or someone who has said something that pressed our buzzer, that we made us feel bad in that moment because we were in fear. You can think of that person and realize that the grace of God is in that person as well, that the divine mind, the loving mind, is in that person, and that the loving mind in us can extend to that person and change things for both of us. We don't know what that'll look like, but it is love. It is compassion. So we can extend this to into our community, into anyone in the world, any place in the world that we want. We'll take these feelings of compassion and love and awareness of God's grace into the silence for a few minutes now. And we can bring our attention now back to this time and place, but carry it with us. Carry with us the awareness that others have fear and that others experience something that feels like suffering at times in this human condition, and that we have the power to help them and to see it differently. By raising our own awareness of love, we raise it in others as well. And that is compassion. And for this ability, which we carry with us, just as we carry our light out into the world, we are very grateful. And so it is. Amen.